Hi, I'm Matt Heath, and this is my friend Jeremy Wells, and welcome to our daily podcast, which we farted out sometime between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. this morning.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by MyRepublic. Even if you are listening to this courtesy of another provider, they won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits? What great New Zealanders they are.
And don't forget to subscribe, slag us off, and give us a 5-star review.
Across this beautiful nation, you are a great New Zealander. And this is the Punishing Matt and Jerry Show on the best radio station in the world, Radio Hauraki.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to this, the Matt and Jerry Show, for the 12th of June 2017. My name's Matt Heath. This is my friend Jeremy Wells.
G'day, Matt. G'day, everyone. We're just watching the 5th race in the Louis Vuitton final between Artemis and Team New Zealand. And whilst Artemis won the start and was leading for quite some time, Team New Zealand has overtaken Artemis. And currently, it's leg 5 out of 7. Team New Zealand has quite a lead now on Artemis.
Yep. Yeah, we really cocked up the start, but we've got everything else right. We went for the splint and obviously got some better air at the other side, because Artemis is a bit faster, aren't they, with the foils they've got on today. New Zealand went for like light air foils, but then their meteorologist got it wrong and it was like 16 knots. But looking good now. Looking good now.
Yeah, leg 5.
So it's
2-2.
So
it would
best
be 3-2. Oh, first 2-5?
First 2-5, yeah.
First 2-5.
Yeah.
So that would be great to win today. And then there's another race this morning at 6:30. So the potential today, if they win this one and win the next one, to go to an unassailable 4-2 lead. I mean, there's never been an America's Cup situation where a team has come from behind to win before, have they?
No, it just doesn't happen, Jerry.
No.
It just doesn't happen. There's not some change on the boat that suddenly makes the other boat infinitely more speedy than the one. But yeah, at this point, I don't know what's happening at this point.
Well, at this point, Team New Zealand's ahead with 2 legs to go, and you say it's New Zealand's race to lose.
Matt Heath and Jeremy Wells, the Hauraki Breakfast.
It is, of course, Cyberbully Monday. The Cyberbully price pack this morning contains a $40 Hell Pizza voucher. What's happening in the race, Jerry, before we get into Cyberbully?
Just look like they're about to tip over.
Artemis on the side.
Yes.
No, they're right at...
They're all right now.
All right.
Well, Team New Zealand's winning.
Both teams have been falling 100% of the time. Their fly time. See, are we winning though? Because we've got to come right across. We've got to drive right across, don't we?
No, we are. We're in the lead by quite a bit now.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Are we? Oh, good.
Leg 4 of 7.
Hey, my wife came home in the early hours of Sunday morning, dangerously hungover and feeling generally crap. To comfort her, I said, "Dear, I know exactly how you feel. I listen to the Matt and Jerry Show every morning." That's from Hugh. Congratulations on a great Cyberbully.
Thanks a lot, Hugh. This one came in caps for some reason. So either it's a baby boomer father who's sent this on. It might be my dad. He loves to text in caps. Matt and Jerry received a gold star in the Queen's Birthday Honours for their tireless work pioneering the reciprocating Dutch rudder technique. That's probably not for my dad, to be fair.
Oh my God, Artemis are right and up our ass. They are right in their ass. They had to move away. They were pesting. That was a pesty manoeuvre by Artemis. They were right up our rump.
They were up our ass, but see, now they had to tack away and now they're only doing 20 knots.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was some kind of giveaway thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was enjoying my morning wood till I turned my key and the radio spouted forth you two punishers and your dry baby boomer humour.
Oh, that's very, very kind of someone. Dry, that's that. Actually, that hurts, you know. Dry baby boomer humour. Boy, oh boy, does that hurt. Okay, we'll keep those bullies coming in. As we said, the best bully of the morning was a $40 Hell Pizza voucher, which we announced at about 8:45 this morning.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm excited about that, Jerry. And also about this race, because I think it's evener than you think it is.
Really?
I think Artemis were up our ass, and then they had to move away, and then they found a rich vein of air on the port side of the course.
Well, it's leg 5 of 7, so when we come back after the break...
Jerry.
Yes?
I can't tell what's happening.
We're still in the lead by quite some distance.
Okay, how can you tell?
Because, see those lines that are in the ocean?
Yeah.
There's lions in the ocean over in Bermuda.
Yeah, but look what's going to happen right now.
Yeah, see, they're coming around. See, they'll lose their boat speed.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll fart ahead. See, we're ahead by a whole line. This is 100 metres.
We're going to fight ahead. We're going to win this one.
We're going to win this one. We're going to take it to 4-2.
United World Organization.
Precisely, Robin.
You mean?
Precisely, Robin.
The only possible meaning.
Let's commandeer a taxi.
No, Robin.
It's the Fact Factor.
7:36, time for the Fact Factor. Here's how it works. I'll come up with a topic. Matt comes up with three facts on that topic. We'll judge whether they're good or bad and work out whether he has the Fact Factor. The topic this morning, in light of Adam West, who played Batman from 1966 to 68, passing away at 88. I want Batman facts, please. Matt, you ready to play the Fact Factor?
Sure am.
Okay, what's your first Batman fact?
In 1970, Adam West was offered the role of James Bond in Diamonds Are Forever, but he declined, believing James Bond should always be played by an English actor.
Oh, that's a fascinating fact. There I was going to vote you down for playing Shirley Bassey.
That would have been interesting if it had been Adam West, wouldn't it? I guess I can kind of see it.
What a fact! That has the Fact Factor.
Yeah, I think he would have been quite a good Batman. Oh, sorry, a good Batman. Should have been a good James Bond. But he could have done an English accent.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's right. There's plenty of Brits that play bloody Americans and things, aren't
exactly.
there?
Exactly.
Bloody hell.
Exactly.
Hey,
maybe,
I saw
he couldn't do an accent.
I saw Cliff Curtis as Jesus in the weekend in a movie.
Quite a good Jesus?
It was great Jesus. Jesus, he was good at Jesus. Bloody
great
good.
Start for you, one from one. What's your second Batman fact?
The Lamborghini driven by Bruce Wayne in Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy is a Murciélago. Murciélago is Spanish for bat.
Definition for
fact, you Heath. That's fact.
That's a classic definition fact right there. Murciélago. Bad sway from you. One good one.
I'm invoking my right to a lifeline. 0800 Hobonacci, one caller decides if that fact was good or bad.
All right, okay then. All right, Craig. Good morning, Craig. How are you, Craig?
I'm not too bad, mate.
Where do you pest around?
New Plymouth.
New Plymouth, that's right. Yeah, New Plymouth. So, that fact good or not?
Oh, I really, really enjoy a good Murciélago. I'm going to go with a good fact.
There you go.
What a fact. That has the Fact Factor.
Did you know Murciélago meant bat? Did you know that?
Craig? Craig.
No.
You didn't know that?
I didn't.
Craig, do you really like definition facts, do you?
I'm right into them. Definition facts where it's at. Classic, in the Fact Factor.
Classic Taranaki. And Taranaki, they love a definition fact.
You have a great day in the mouth, Craig. The northern mouth. The upper mouth.
You won the Fact Factor thanks to some subterfuge there on your behalf going to the phones, but you might as well come around for your third and final Batman fact.
All right, let's do it.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
The only reason the Batman TV show didn't continue past season 3 was because someone accidentally destroyed all the sets, which would have cost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to rebuild.
Destroyed them.
Yeah. Miranda. They weren't very good at keeping stuff back then. Like, for example, they threw out all the Thunderbirds. Someone found a bunch of Thunderbirds in, like, a skip out the back of BBC and kept them forever, but they just hiffed everything out. And in Dudley Moore's show and Peter Cook's show, they'd play them once and then they'd have the tapes out.
Yeah, well, I know. Them, so in New Zealand that happened. Like, a lot of them got dumped in Wellington Harbour.
No one actually thought that anyone would ever want to watch anything ever again.
No, apparently in the BCNZ of the 1970s, when New Zealand was facing a little bit of a cash shortage,
yeah,
they started selling their one-inch tapes to China.
To China?
Yeah, they erased them, sold them to China. So there's a whole lot of 1970s TV shows that are not on tape in New Zealand.
Exciting.
I'm not going to give you that
fact, you Heath. That's
like
fact.
Adam West singing that Miranda song.
It's a bit pesty, isn't it?
Please don't ask me to remove my mask. It's attached to my special super thermo V nuclear long underwear.
Oh, excuse me, Adam West. Jesus. Get out of here, pest.
This is the middle of the Matt and Jerry podcast, which
no,
means...
Not, it's not, actually, it's not the middle.
Well, close enough to the middle.
Yeah, but it's not the actual middle.
Okay, you are a certain ways through the Matt and Jerry podcast. There's still some great stuff to come, so listen to the end. And
the rest of it's not very good either.
Okay, all right.
So waste of time, that's a little bit here.
All right, okay. Well, shut up then, shall I?
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Jerry, for newcomers to the Matt and Jerry Show, our agendas are communal conversation starters. You're welcome to join in with your opinion anytime during the agenda on any items discussed. Calling us on 0800 Hodaki is the best way to join the discourse.
The agenda.
Later, we've got some good news for All Blacks fans. Soon, there's a coffin in court in Christchurch.
What?
But now, there's a coffin in court in Christchurch.
What?
We're not doing that one now. That's later.
There's what?
We're doing that later.
Oh, sorry.
But now, manspreading divides New Zealand.
Warning.
That's downstairs focused.
Manspreading is downstairs focused.
Okay.
I mean, that's the headline.
Well, it's on the agenda. It's not my fault.
Okay.
Go. All right.
Just got to be careful here. The backlash against manspreading is sweeping the world, and the New Zealand public is as divided as men's legs over the issue. Manspreading refers to the practice of some men sitting with their legs spread apart on public transport. In particular, outraged feminists in Madrid, Spain have led a campaign against manspreading and a bit to shame men into keeping their legs shut. Here are some quotes, though, from people around Auckland. They should stop getting upset about it. It's just like, why do guys feel they have to sit like that? One man said men need to be more aware of their presence and how it's affecting other people. I think it's a big issue, according to someone else, especially in regards to making other people feel safe or unsafe. One woman said, really?
Well, you feel unsafe when someone sits with their legs apart. Wow, really? Man, scaredy cat. Hey, interestingly enough, in the latest episode of Champagne Rugby, the pre-Crusaders game one, ACC head and Hodaki head Grot Lane was involved in a terrible wardrobe malfunction around his manspreading.
Yeah, well, that's one type of manspreading which is probably unacceptable, yeah. Or mildly inappropriate on public transport, and that is when you reveal one of your bees basically slips out the side, and it's
you can see that bee at the Hodaki Breakfast Facebook page. That bee. Left B?
Right B. Left B.
Left B of ACC head and Hodaki head Grot Lane just popped out during that episode of Champagne Rugby. The other thing that people need to understand is that men have a lot of stuff between their legs that women don't. And keeping your legs together all the time can cause... can impact that stuff you have between your legs. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, how do you mean impact? Are you saying it can cause some heat, some moisture?
Chafing.
If
you push it too close together, it can actually cause pain.
Yeah, well, I think what people need to be is a little bit more specific. I mean, actually putting your legs apart is surely not the issue. The issue is if you have an underwear malfunction. And if you're wearing underwear that doesn't encompass the male downstairs operation properly.
Yeah.
That's where you get your issues. Otherwise, what's the problem there?
Yeah. Should we run a snap poll on it?
Should we?
Yeah, about manspreading, there's been a call to ban men from being on public transport, men manspreading, which is just sitting with your legs wide apart. I guess, does it have to be in shorts?
Well, there's so many specifics around this, aren't there? Okay, let's break it
down.
So
what's the actual poll?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I mean, because realistically, if you're wearing a pair of jeans and you have your legs apart...
Yeah.
What's the issue there?
Yeah.
If you're wearing a pair of long shorts and you have your legs apart, what's the problem? Should men be banned from wearing particularly short shorts with boxer shorts on public transport especially and sitting in a four seat?
Especially if they're silk Daffy Duck boxer shorts, which will ride
up.
Yeah,
and split you right in two.
But I was saying, I mean, no one's complained about what happened to Grot Lane on the latest episode of ACC Champagne Rugby. Have they?
No, but to be fair, in that situation, his downstairs operation was blurred.
Right.
It was blurred. So, but you can't have a blurring, you can't have a person who's going around blurring you at all times on public transport. Should people just be banned? Should men be banned from those four seats? Because I assume if you're on a bus and you're sitting in a two seat, nobody can really see it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And if someone spreads where you can't see it, are they spreading? You know?
Maybe we should be running a snap poll on whether we should be running a snap poll on this.
I reckon let's just not run a snap poll on.
You don't reckon run a snap poll?
No. Oh, well, let's go. All right.
Okay.
Snap poll!
Jason, the volunteer firefighter, you have some feelings around manspreading?
Yeah, no, I think it shouldn't be allowed if you're going to expose yourself, if you've got your dingleberries hanging out.
Yeah.
Definitely no, but otherwise.
But what's going to happen, Joe? So what happens if you do it? Who? What do you have people on buses who are making sure people aren't doing it? I mean, how do you actually do you spot fines? What do we do here?
How do you police it? I think it should be lynched, really.
Lynched?
Okay. Yes. It's coming hot there, Jason, the volunteer fire. Hot. Yeah.
Lynched.
Hey, on the other hand, did I hear a Batman thing earlier?
Hold the line. Hold the line, Jason. There's a bit of issues around the bat.
Jesus.
The bat pack. Yeah. Unless you ask a question, look, I can see we've only got one other caller on the line here. Normally we'll have 100 callers. It's because you haven't actually put a question to the snap poll.
Haven't I?
0800, Hodaki, should men be lynched for manspreading on public transport? Let's take this to Pipakura and Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Oh, Lisa, would you like to just quickly count back from 10 for us?
Would you like me to whisper it or just say it?
A little bit of both.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 2, 1.
What happened to 1?
We whispered it.
Oh, exactly. She just whispered it.
We whispered it. Hey, so what about manspreading?
Well, and all, if we're going with femininity and fairness and all that, why don't we just have ladies spreading too?
Yeah.
It does seem, Lisa, is it really that, is there a rising tide of men's junk falling out on buses and public transport around New Zealand?
Can't say I've seen any myself.
No, I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
It
doesn't seem to be an issue in New Zealand.
No. So your vote is what? And what is the question? I'm very distracted by the counting.
Yeah.
Lost my way.
Good morning. You're a new caller to the show. You've decided to call in and weigh in on this very, very confusing topic.
I am, yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Are you manspreading at the moment?
I am not manspreading at the moment. I'm wearing jeans, so...
But do you man...
Unfortunately.
Do you manspread?
I do manspread, actually. Mm-hmm. I think it's all right as a human being to manspread.
Yeah, because you're only spreading what God gave you, aren't
What's
you?
Your other choice, Phil, though? You got to cross your legs, do you? The whole time, at all times when you sit down.
Why not?
Well, it's not easy crossing your legs all the time.
See, that's the thing, crossing your legs, because you can cause squeezing.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that causes medical issues as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Terrible medical issues. Such as
no one really wants any medical issues.
Such as the squeezed testy.
Turnus of the testy as well is a problem.
Thanks for your vote, Phil. How are we going? What's the tally?
It's 6-0. Here's Julia. Morning, Julia.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Do you want to weigh in on this issue du jour?
Of course I can weigh in on this issue. I don't think there's many things in the world I don't have an opinion on. Now, I must admit that I don't actually travel on public transport, but manspreading is always wrong.
Is it? What about lady spreading?
It depends on the lady, I'd say. And
I hear a double standard there, Julia.
Possibly. I'm female. I'm entitled to that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
fair enough. That's a pretty sexist thing to say about females, though, Julia, and we stand up for women's rights, actually, on this show, and men's rights. And animal rights, actually.
Well, I think it might be a men's health issue, as you said. It's a health issue. If you get moisture buildup down there in that region, you should be able to open things up. And see, that's the thing. Julia doesn't understand what that's like, particularly living in Auckland, moist conditions.
Hey, can I suggest something?
Mm-hmm.
Can we put the snap poll to bed?
Sure.
Good night, snap poll.
Matt Heath, Jeremy Wells, The Hodaki Breakfast.
Just talking about when we're away on the weekend at the Alpha Lodge in Christchurch. I was rooming with ACC and our Hodaki head, Grot Lane.
I don't think we really need to go into this.
What?
Well, are you going to bring up the situation, the devastation that he caused in the bathroom?
Well, I don't want to... No, I will touch on that. But I want to ask you a question of a situation that occurred and what's right and wrong in that situation, you know, or a better way to attack it so we can take some learnings away from it so we can grow.
Don't you think, just while we're choosing topics to talk about, don't you think we should be talking about the Lions Crusaders and the human ice cream at Hooker for the Lions? Or, you know, a big issue like that. Or maybe what's happened in the America's Cup, because Burling has just described what happened in that thrilling finish where they only won by 1 second when it looked like they came off the foils for no particular reason. Maybe there was a lack of hydraulic fluid or something. Do we want to talk about that?
Look, I think if people want to talk about that or hear about it, they can go to Radio Sport or News Talk ZB or... I'm sure Si and Gary are talking about it, but I mean, what I'm about to talk about is quite specific.
You're talking about Grot Lane and what... okay, you talk about
You've got that look in your eye
where you're not going to let me move on until you talk about it.
No, I'm not going to let you move on. I just want to know what you think about the situation. I want you to know how what could have been done to prevent the terrible situation that occurred. Anyway, what happened was...
Can I run a snap poll and see if people want to hear about the terrible situation that Grot Lane caused in the bathroom at the Alpha Motel?
No, I don't think that's fair. I think at least you've got to let me tell the story. So
What's the point of running a poll about whether you should tell the story after you've told it? Okay, I will run a poll and say whether people wanted to hear it once they've heard it. Actually, okay, can we do that? We'll do a referendum on what you've done.
Okay, so what happened is Grot Lane and I were sharing a room.
Yeah.
In the morning, Grot Lane had to do his ablutions.
Yeah.
And I've roomed with Grot Lane in the past, and he is very focused on his ablutions.
Yeah.
So he did his ablutions.
Yeah.
And committed a horrific crime. I don't need to say any more than that. In our bathroom. And so I had to shut the door, and I actually had to place a towel doused in my... in my Tom Ford Black Orchid aftershave around my nose just to give myself some relief. Anyway, because it was still seeping underneath the door. There was just a gap underneath the door and it was seeping out. Anyway, won't go into what happened in the bathroom, but the cleaners then came through and said about 10 minutes later, actually it was half an hour later, it was still terrible. I hadn't dared to venture into the bathroom by this point.
Yeah.
And the cleaners came through and they said, can we come in and clean your room?
And you said, no, I'm not sending anyone in there.
Well, that's the thing. I said, can you just make up the beds? Because I didn't want to send them into the bathroom. Because that's unfair. And Grot Lane said, yeah, okay, fine. So they came in and did the beds. But in doing the beds, they also took it upon themselves, as you would, to clean the bathroom as well. And so they opened up the door of the bathroom and you saw... You saw this person's face.
Was that that dangerously small, nice little cleaner?
Yes.
Oh,
and I was like, well, what do I do in this situation? What do you do in that situation? Do you subject that person to that horrific crime? Do you step in? I mean, what do?
You step in. Well, you say, no, don't worry, you don't have to deal with that. That's not, like, that's not, under the Geneva Convention, you don't have to do that.
I apologised. Because Grot Lane refused to apologise. I apologise because he said, well, that's just part of my bodily process. And I said, that is not a normal human bodily process, firstly. So I started apologising. The problem was she thought it was me that had committed the crime. I'd taken by apologising for ACC and Hodaki here, Grot Lane, I had apologised. I had taken responsibility for it.
I'm going to bring Sonson from Hastings in. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, lads?
Sonson from Hastings, who's married to Dave with the massive downstairs.
Did you really need to hear all that stuff about Grot Lane?
That was pretty grotesque.
Oh,
hey, is that ACC and now Harry Head Grot Lane doing that voiceover in that little thingy?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. I was going to fully give him mercy if that was him and blame it on you, Jerry.
No, Sonson, yeah. I didn't really go into detail. I mean, off air, if you want to hold on in the song, I can really go into some grotesque detail of what actually occurred. I didn't go into detail. I left it at just a crime was committed inside of our bathroom. That was all I said.
Well, the interesting thing is, Sonson from Hastings, is that we wanted to talk to Grot Lane about this on air, but he's currently destroying Gate 3.
He is.
And the toilet's here. There's something wrong with him.
There is something wrong.
You should have him wear a lanyard whenever he goes to the toilet. There he needs to take ownership of it, like one of those little naming lanyards with a big piece of cardboard saying, watch my ass, or something like that.
Or just some caution tape that he wraps around.
I've known ACC and Hodaki Head Grot Lane now for over 25 years. And in that time, he has committed some appalling crimes. And so there's a real thing going on. So he's finished now. I can see him walking into the office. But I believe that he has some kind of disease.
Can we talk to Scotty J. Stevenson about sport or something? Can we just move on from this?
I think he has a disease. He's coming into
the studio. This is the issue du jour. He's coming in hot.
He's coming
into the studio. He's not looking happy, actually. He didn't hear that.
He's not happy.
Thanks for sitting through another Matt and Jerry show on Radio Hodaki.
This podcast was brought to you by our bloody great mates at MyRepublic, the internet service provider that knows no limits. And when you sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code podcast, you will get 1 month free on top of what's already a bloody great deal.
MyRepublic. Like us at times, they know no limits.